Mickey, whatever way you look at that, that must be a sore one tonight.
I had to lose a run that's a year and four. I think it was November 2009 is the last defeat we've had by an East of Scotland side, and it was Rob Padgett with Vale and a cup tie out here, and it was it was 2-1. But tonight we've scored, we're quite comfortable in the lead. I didn't see the sending off, I didn't see what happened, so I kind of, but it changed the game. And but it looked as though we were going to hold on. We hit the bar in the second half. They had most of the pressure because of the elements. But we didn't defend two corners and paid for it. That's it in a nutshell.
And obviously you could have wrapped up the league tonight as well. Was there any talk of that before the match?
Aye, well, you know, it was more about trying to beat White Hill than it was trying to win the league. We've got plenty of time to try and win the league. It was more about trying to put one over on who are our biggest rivals in East of Scotland football. And both teams had a hard game on Saturday, but we've had extra time last Sunday. We've had four games in 9 days, and two of them were extra time. So I think it showed a wee bit tonight. We weren't as sharp as we should have been, but it keeps coming back to defending set pieces, and we didn't defend the two corners they scored with. We should have done better at them. And, so we've no excuses.
Well, obviously, you played White Hill on Saturday as well. Was it a case of them maybe sussing you out and exploiting your weaknesses?
Well, he'll tell you that. I don't know. I don't know how they did it, corners on Saturday, to be honest. I can't remember. We had a lot more chances on Saturday than we did tonight. We didn't create a lot. We could have scored a couple right early on, and we did get the goal, but I keeps coming back to, I thought we were comfortable when it was 11-11 on the park. There was some eccentric refereeing, but you know, it was the same for both sides. So I'm not decrying the referee, but I think the conditions in the referee played a part in the game. But you know, it comes down to they scored two, we scored one, and we've got to live with it.
And it's a cup tie on Saturday. You've had two tough games against White Hill. Are you going to mix it up for the game against East Houses?
Well, there's only so many we can mix up. Alec King was injured tonight. There's one or two played tonight with injuries. We had an under-19 and we, Chris Smith, just took the 21s on the bench. Well, you know, obviously we'll change it about. But we've got another midweek. We're at White Hill a week tonight.
Another White Hill game.
In the league, you know, and they'll be rampant now. You know, and it's just a case of going to, you know, if there's any way you want to go after getting a defeat, it's going to East Houses, that's for sure.
Okay. A bit of good news from the past week, you've announced another Glamour friendly against St Johnstone this time. The place must be buzzing for the summer coming up.
Well, the boys really love that. We'll be about a week into pre-season training. They're obviously starting early because the Premier League starts in July this year. We won't start the same week in August. So it's a game that I personally wouldn't have taken on, but the club have taken on, and we'll put a team out to play them. But it'll be good. Yeah, it's good for the club, for teams to come down.
Another big crowd for that one now.
Hopefully, yeah. Okay. Well,